indicative mode. In Spanish, there are two modes, the indicative and the subjunctive, which includes probabilities, doubts, and other forms of expressions. Affirmative sentence structure, indicative mode. The structure to form affirmative sentence in Spanish, the indicative mode, is as it follows. In most cases, these begin with the subject who performs them. This can be made up of a person, a group of people, objects, situations, places, frequency with which an activity is carried out, demonstrative pronouns, or even personal pronouns. The subject is normally followed by a verb or action, and then a complement, which can, at the same time, be composed of various words that will become known throughout the reading of this book. The Spanish language varies according to the country where it is spoken and the region within each country. Both its pronunciation and the great variety of words with the same meaning and different expressions make learning Spanish a wonderfully interesting experience. A person acquires speaking and pronunciation skills from early childhood on. While learning a language, it is necessary for the student to reinforce the meaning and order of each grammatical structure on a daily basis, and to also place great emphasis on pronunciation. Such is the case with the letter R in Spanish, as well as other languages. It is a letter to which greater attention must be paid in order to achieve a type of expression that demonstrates clarity and excellence. As expressed previously, it is of great value to know the different nuances or meanings that some words have. In Spanish, there is so much linguistic richness that the same word can have different meanings. Furthermore, depending on the verb tense, the conjugation of irregular verbs does not vary. There are different conjugation structures of the verb, which must be studied and put into practice progressively. This will help make your learning experience a great one. The Spanish alphabet is the same as English, except for some letters. To complete each expression in Spanish, each complement varies, depending on elements such as place, more people within the grammatical expression or sentence, days, dates, frequency in which the action occurs, and the type of expression. If it is a sentence of common expression or of expressing advice, opinions, mandate, etc. Chapter 1. 1.1. Alphabet. The alphabet in Spanish is the same as in English. There are a few more words, but in general, it's the same. Observe the alphabet. A sounds in Spanish A, B, B, C, C, D, D, E, E, F, F, G, G, H, H, I, E, J, J, K, K, L, L, M, M, N, 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 O, O, P, P, Q, Q, R, R, S, S, T, T, U, U, V, V, W, W, X, X, Y, Y, Z, Z. 1.2. Days of the week. The days of the week in Spanish are as follows. Domingo, Sunday, Lunes.